It was clearly an incredible day here in New York, but just as importantly, all around the world. And then I think we have definitively, clearly, without question, established that the people of the world do not want this war. And we did our part here in New York to make that contribution.
What do you think the people in the Bush administration are thinking today? Are they reassessing their plan for war because of the outpouring of opposition?
I hope so. You know, I learned a long time ago not to try and get into the heads of the folks in Washington. But I hope that they understand that we are quite serious. Just about every obstacle possible was thrown in the way of this demonstration. Washington and New York City officials both tried to shut this whole thing down. And, you know, somewhere between 500,000 and a million people came out anyway. So they better understand that we're not going away and that we think, we believe, we hope, we still live in something like a democracy, and that the voices of the people should carry some weight in setting the policies of this country.
What is the next step here? What are you telling people to prepare for next if the Bush administration continues on the drive for war?
Well, we're urging people to lobby their elected officials, pass more of those city council resolutions, push Congress to intervene in this process. They should not be spectators to this. They should demand their constitutional right to be the declarers of war, not the president. We're urging people to keep the protests up, to lobby in Washington February 25th, 26th, a national student strike and day of moratorium on February 5th, and a day of actions on International Women's Day all around the country and in Washington. So the protests, the educational work, the media work, it all goes on.
Last quick question. Are the seeds being planted for a larger international movement that can go beyond just stopping this particular war for peace and justice in general?
I believe so. Again, the name of this coalition is United for Peace and Justice. We understand that if you listen to the speeches today, people make those links. People are out here because they understand, as horrendous as a possible war against Iraq is, that's only one problem that we face, and that we really have to begin to strengthen our movement in this country and internationally to turn around their priorities and get things moving in the right direction.
Congratulations, Leslie King.
Thank you.